come down. But I just want to mention one thing that last time I didn't mention it. Since it deals with the Indian of Nunzokoro Koso. Now, the practice of being Miyach Deidin at the Chuppe, so is based upon certain shittas of Hashemim that is mentioned in this Gemara, in connection with this Gemara. Now, in the Mishnah in Makkah, so there is a machlokes between there is a machlokes in the Gemara as to whether machlokes tanoim as to whether between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi as to whether the din of Nitzah called the apostle applies to the Nemomenes. Now, so Rabbi Yosi says that it applies to the Nemomenes as well, but not only to the Foshes, but Rebbe says that it applies, Rabbi Yosi says it does not apply to the Nemomenes. And Rebbe says it applies to the Nemomenes also, but only if Nisham Yehoit. And we pass like Rebbe, that the aloche of Nimso Kol Reposel only applies if it's Nishavanoid. Now, so we have to be Yahid Eidin because of several Shittas of Hashem. Now, actually, we shouldn't have to be Yahid Eidin because since the aloche is like Rebbe, that the aloche of Nimso Kol Reposel, it is kulam ptele. He is only shayach when he's nischavel hoyid. So as long as the apostle is not nischavel hoyid, so mele he cannot be mivatel, he cannot passel the edus of the kosher. But the ritvo says in our gemara in Gittin, and also in Dushin he says the same thing. The ritvo, the Mishnah ritvo, now the more, Omar Yaso, Kisket Lishti, the Birchen Nema, Birchen Nema, Beisu Shemeidim, Kulom Shemtnai, the Asikni Bid Mordom Le Kulchen, the Mandom Shemeidim in Sachem Kol, Apostle Pierce with the Havilis, Echo Ma, Beis, in Sachem Kol, Apostle Bissom Telo, a few came, Kim Shaki in the Sacho, we yield on Kulom Leib, we love Dafkeshi Yodom, Ela Filur Yodom, אלא שהם רואו המייסה, ובואו האבסולים עם הקשרים, להוריד בפסדי, אידו סום פטלו, כדי איסו אוסום במקס. דאמרים עלו, אם מר זה עשיסה, אלא עשיד עשיסה, כדי כפוסל בדי אידו סום פטלו. ולא יתאים את זה זהו דווקא בנפושס, אלא עדים די למומנס, because we pass by credit. אם בואו גימו ועידו, ביחד שיהיו במון לחבי ראי, ביחד מקום לפוסל, ולהיך את הקשר לידס, שאם יחדון, להנר ודאי סגר, משמקור לאפוסלו יהיה דוסם תלו. אבל אם לא יהיה אדום, ובשור שהולכו להוריד בפסל, הולך הקורם ואפוסלו להוריד במוהם, נאסר בסכות, ובתלו, כדי שאו סמד. ואם רבינו, דהיינו דווקא בדובו שתולו במייסה, כי נהל בו ירושו, אקסם אפש, תסגר לאב במייסה. ואילון אלוין, דיבו לסגר לשקפה. אבל בקדושים של אינגן תולו וליוסי של עדים, שאף על פי שקיצ'ו בפנינו, וידוע אדומו, כל שלו קיצ'ו בעדים אינם קדשס, וליוסם של עדים הוא שאיסה אמר איסה, כל זמן שיהיה קורא בפוסל, אין הקדושים כלום, דעידי איסה הקשרים פטלו, דערי זה פוידאו נשאים בואים כולם להוריד, פטלו, דע doch ich kann die Dusse nur achschen für die Jusse. Auch mich bohr kolom hoi dame. Wie hiel tach eines kolom teo. Und mir und Schapio dame in der Chumre, was mich geht. So he says, the two that the Allah of Yom Tzibar person is only Shaykh. If the person was mischaving to be an aid, mischaving to be an aid agode, but that is only Shaykh in this moment as near as the poshes. Where the purpose of the Ides is only Nivule. Masha'in king dabe Yidi Gdush, ham kadesh be Yidi le Yidim, en Yukadeshes, so the Yidim are required. Likir Madobo, so Mimele, if there is a person, if a kosher and a person, see the Maise HaGdushni, so then it is Mivatel, the Ides of the kosher, even without this Havel Lohoi to become later on an Eidakot. When do we say that only if the Eid Rie, the post, was mischaving to be an Eid Agode, so he is mivatel the Eides of the Kosher, when the whole Eides is Livure? Masha'in came by Gdushi, where the Eides is Likir Madobo, so Mimele, even without mischaving Oid, if it's so, if there is a Tzil of the Rie by the Kosher and the Posel, so it's mivatel the Eides. So Mimele, because of that, we have to be Miyachid the Eides, because there is a choice of Eve, that Eve, the Baldobo, is masking the Eidim, and he says, I am going to borrow money from someone, or I'm going to be mal the money to someone, and I want you to be an aid. So Mimele, since he's Miyachid the Kshirim, so the Psulim, even if they are Mishavirohid, they cannot pass. That's the halacha in the Baldova. So really the chosn has to be miyached eides. And if the rabbi is miyached eides, so he acts on behalf of the chosn. So one reason as to why it is necessary to miyached eides, because there are many craving, there are many psulim, and if the chosn will not be miyached eides sheirim, so then the fear of the psulim will be miyached eides. According to the Bitvo Shite, in Gdushin, in Gittin, in Makes, he says that Chiddush. In other words, that where do we need Nishav Lohoid if the Eides is only Livure? But where the Eides is Likir Madobo, so Mimele, the Rie of the Posel, the fact that there was a Tziruf, Rie, a joint Rie by the Kosher and the Posel, passes the Rie of the Kosher. But if the Baldobo, the Chosel, is miyachid eidim, so then the tziruf of the rie of the posel and the kosher is not mivatel the rie of the kosher. Now that's one reason as to why we have to be miyachid eidim. Then there is another reason as to why you have to be miyachid eidim, because the shita of the taste, the shita in Makis, is that when we say Yitzchakov Posel Yusom Kolom Teilo, only if the posel became an Eidagode, but if the posel did not become an Eidagode, not Masha'im came the shita of the Hashbam in Bolobaska that of Yud Gimel, is that if the posel was mischaving Lohoid, if the posel was mischaving Lohoid, even though he doesn't become an Idagode, so he passes the Ides of the Kosher. So Mimele, he has to be Miyachid again. And if the Baldobo is Miyachid the Idim, so no apostle can be Mivatel the Ides of the chair if he's Miyachid. But if you're not Miyachid the Idim, so then, according to the Shita of the Rashbam, and that appears to be the Shita of Rashi also, as the Rashbam himself mentions in the name of Rashi, that even if he's not an Idagode, even if the apostle doesn't turn out to be an Idagode, but if he was Nishavim Lehoid, Bishas Rie, so Mele passes the Eides of the Kosher, even if the apostle never turns out ultimately to become an Idagode. So there is a possibility, maybe Posel will be mischaving to be an aid, so the male age will be mivatil, the aides of the kosher, so the male age will be Gdush Braid. So it will be Gdush Braid. So that's another reason as to why you have to be Miyachadeim. Then there is a third reason as to why we have to be Miyachadeim. The Shach in Simen Lamed Hei, in Chesh Mishpet, or Simen Lamed Vo, Lamed Zayin, in this Simoni, I think it's in Simen Lamed Hei that the Shach says it. So he is Midayik from the Roshna Rambam, that according to the Rambam, so when do we say that if the apostle was not mischaven lehoyim, so then he cannot be mevatel the edus of the Kshayim? That is, if the apostle was not mischaven lehoyim, and the apostle was not mischaven lehoyim, and the kosher was mischaven lehoyim. So then, if the apostle was not mischaven lehoyim, and the kosher was mischaveloid, so then the apostle cannot be mevatel the edus of the kosher. But suppose the apostle was not mischaveloid, but the kosher was not mischaveloid either, so memele, then the apostle is mevatel the edus of the kosher, even though the apostle was not mischaveloid. He is medayik from Rosh Rambam, that way. He is medayik from Rosh Rambam. So that means, so according to the Shach, it's also necessary to be Miyachid Eidim, because if you are Miyachid Eidim and you announce, I hereby designate on behalf of the group, I hereby designate A and B as the Eidim to the exclusion of everybody else, so Mimele, the Psuim cannot pass. But suppose you are not Miyachid Eidim, and then at the Chuppah, so the Aksherim and the Psuim who see. So, and maybe no one is miyachid, is mischavloid. The ksheirim are not mischavloid. If you are miyachid, certain ksheirim is eidim, so they are certainly mischavloid. But if you are not miyachid, anyone is eidim. So, maybe it could be that the psulim are not mischavloid, and the ksheirim are not mischavloid. So, in other words, as long as the ksheirim and the psulim are not mischavloid, so then the Shach says, according to the Rambam, the psulim are mevatel the eidus of the ksheirim. So maybe again it will be mikavishvayedim. So for three different reasons we have to be miyachadim. Now then there is a shittes yochid, teisus yishenim, mikrisus dakrit gimu, but that's only a shittes yochid. That's only a shittes yochid. So in other words, all the yishenim say that where is it necessary, where is kavonim necessary, when there is a posel. So then there is a loche that the posel can pass the edus of the ksherim only if it's mischaveloi. So again, there is a machlekes on that, whether the mischaveloi depends upon the kavone by the posel or by the kavone by the kosher. So most ksherim say that it depends upon the kavone of the posel. Rabbi Chaim Kayan says that it depends upon the kavone of the kosher. But whatever it means, so only in connection with psul, if you have a tzil of ksherim and psulim, then mischaveloid is important. But suppose you don't have a tzil of ksherim and psulim, so then kavone is not important. The thesis yishenim in krisis dafkut gimel says that even if there are no psulim, no tzil of psulim, just ksherim, if ksherim, let's say, saw our body, if certain took share, saw the Truvin borrowed from Shimon $1,000 on Sunday morning in Yerushalayim, and then they come and they testify. But when they saw, they had no kavanah of testifying in Bezin. They just saw it. They happened to see something. They had no kavanah. They had no kavanah of becoming Eidei HaGodeh. So, according to all the Shemim, there is no requirement, prerequisite of Nischaveloid. When is Nischaveloid of significance only in connection with the Tziruv of Ksherim and Psulim? But if there is no Tziruv of Ksherim and Psulim, so just Ksherim, so even without Kavonoid, they are kosher Eidus. However, the case is Shemim, that's Ishides Yochid. The Shishenim in Chrisis Dafyut Gimel says that if they saw a Riyah, and at the time of the Riyah they had no Kavonet to become Eidim in Bezdin, so then Bezdin cannot be Mikavel Eidim. But that's only Shidas Yochid. So of course, in order to be to touch it, so we also have to be miyachid. Alright. Now the Mishnah. Bechol keisvi, v'diyeti, v'sam, v'sikre, v'v'kumes, v'v'kankantin. So you can write again with every kind of script. With yuri, yuri is in sam, paint, sikre is red. I mean red ink. V'v'kumes, kumes is gum. V'kankantin, so there's a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves. What's kankantin? What's kankantin? So, according to Rashi, kankantin is adrenaline. And according to Teisves, kankantin is vitriol, oil of vitriol. So, sulfuric acid. Alright. So, uvichol davar shehu shel kayom. Anything that lasts can be used for ksivas haget. In kesvin, will be mashkin, will be meperes, will be uvichol davar shehu miskai. Something, let's say, like mashkin, it doesn't last. It fades away immediately. So that cannot be used for ksivas haget. Al haker kesvin, al ole shel zayis, val hakerem shel poro, v'neisil yesaporo, al yad shel eved, v'neisil yesaved. In kesvin, lo yal dova sheyesh bi ruach chayim, v'lo yal reichu, v'lo yal reichu. Alone shall Zion exclusion. We need to support a bit more before time. So there's a machlokes between Rabban and Yisrael Aglili as to whether you can write on Dovah Sheyesh Bo Rechayim. So Rabbi Yisrael Aglili darshins from Sefer that on Dovah Sheyesh Bo Rechayim you cannot write. But Rabban say you can write on Dovah Sheyesh Bo Rechayim too. So in other words, if you write on a Keren Shel Poro, so in other words, so the Poro is the paper, like the paper upon which you write the get. So now you have to hand over the get miyad habal yad hisho, if you wrote al keren shel poro. So you have to hand over the poro to the hisho. I mean, how can you hand over the poro to the hisho? I've got the chatziru is kiyodo. So in other words, if you put the poro in the chotzer of the hisho, so it's like handing it over into the yad of the hisho. Right, now the thesis. Die duty. Sam sum. Sikre omaral bachon is a kartishu. Sikre that's red, like red ink. Kume, that's gum. Sakarte tsevarodi. Kumes rafoyo, that's gum. Kankante. Omar Rabbi Baralachone Omar Shmuel Charte Dumushchem. In other words, there's the suit of the bootmakers. So, but what is it? So Rashi says Adremont. Diei Jute the Teisves, Eimer Abnetam, Di Diei Shalonu Ukrinu Dioi, Viloi Eisei Sheisi Meapotzi. So, our Dioi, that is the Dioi that Gemore calls Dioi. And not that which is made from garment, from a pot. The Ahura Mikra Dior, that is not called Dior. Militone Rabchanine, Kosvi Mitarie, Vapse Kosher, Mash Madurava in Dior. Now, Apse, May Apse, means garment juice. Mash Madurava in Dior. Litone, Lahana, Litone, must listen. Because whatever is mentioned in the Mishneh, so Rabchanine doesn't have to mention. And since Rabchanine explicitly makes reference to mei apse, that means golden juice. So that's a raya that's not yoy. Mashallah, if you turn around and turn mass listen, we saw the poor how we don't have a million. Mirabchanine, a mile of poor with the mass listen. They is what they are going to do. He can not be in a cost of the yoy. He got it. Was it a tere koye? Kilmash batimitz rabe. Veich kasminon. Vidyei shel apotzim al klav shel tzivatire shu miupot v'en mimilin al gav mimilin. So in other words, the Gemara says further that you cannot any mil al gav mimilin. So in other words, you cannot write on parchment that was cultivated, that was processed with gomot, that's miupot v'apotzim. Now, out the klav of tzivator, is miuba dapotim. So the Gemara says that you cannot write with golna juice, an ink made out of golna juice, on parchment that was processed with golna, because it doesn't stick very well. Because any milling or double milling. Now the question is, if now we say that tzivatol requires yoli, if we are to assume that yoli means golna juice, and tzivatol requires parchment that was processed with gomet, so how can we write with gomet juice and pay on parchment that was processed with gomet? So it's a raya that the joy that the Gemara speaks of is not gomet juice, it's something else. So that is what we call ink. That is the joy of the Gemara, not gomet juice. They be dali rabotam, Lord Avinash, they need it, Ravame pole kote de duty, ubodik, that's like Gavik Soni. So, only a black mare and a red mare is tome. So, in other words, so actually, only certain black mares and certain red mares, so, mitami, not every reddish tinge, not every blackish tinge. We are machmir, we are mitame, every blackish tinge and every reddish tinge. But mikra vidine, midraise, so only, there are only five mares. So one of the mares that is tome is if it is black like jury. So the Gemara says, Rabame pole kote de dute, ubodik. When a kesem was shown and it has a blackish mare and it had to be determined as to whether it is the real black that is tome or not, so he compared it, so he split off hand ink and he compared it. So ubodik v'hamid yeshalonu shu yovesh v'shayach lemu v'polikote, so we see that the ink can become fully dried up. Now golna juice cannot become fully dried up to such an extent that you'll be able to split it. To split, you know, hardened ink. Golna juice, it couldn't become so hardened, but our ink, what we call ink, could become so hard that you could even split it in two halves. The whole dome of Philip, I'm not making kolasrofim yofim idioi, usraf katef yofim kulo, hausrof lav haini gume. In derech los is gume on the yeshu apotzi. Elim rabotam nisrabu lachmiches klipes eitz, sheisim in yeshu lomu, kumo izu shir pomotzu, וperikam in the vain lachmiches domim shabishu, ופרק ראשו ירק מה יש לסרב, וירק אין לגומי אל לחוכס, ומתח תחכך עשר עד מתם מלכתב סיבתרו בדיישו הפוצי. דיישו הפוצי. Because if the joy of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, had reference to the joy to Diyesho Apotzi, so then there would be Gemara before Eshes that you can write Sivatoro with Diyesho Apotzi. Even though Sivatoro has to be written on cloth that was processed, cultivated, with gomlet. So then there is a Gemara for Eshes, because Sivatoro requires joy. But since Ramatam says that the joy of the Mishneh does not correspond with joy Shalapati, but the joy of the Mishneh corresponds with what we call joy. So that means, so we don't have any Gemara for Eshes that you could write this Sivatoro, which has to be written on parchment processed with gomet. So we have no Gemara Mefreshes that you can write on parchment processed with gomet with Yeshu Apotzi. So since we have no Gemara Mefreshes, so we have to say on the basis of a milling, al gabim a milling, that you cannot write a Sivatoro with Yeshu Apotzi. Because the parchment, the cloth itself, was processed with apotzi, with gomet. So merely you cannot write with an ink that was manufactured from gomet juice. Okay. But the kach is ramatam, as we tell you, yesh la apotzi, ומה שמסנו פרק אוקיסמי לכל ספורים לבו ידיעי חוץ מגילה, פירשנו פרק אוקיסמי. In other words, that actually Sivatoro requires the other. Kan kantum harte duschen. Pirish bekuntres adramet. Uvishichu dikton mi upaise pirishnam bekuntres du adramet. The Gemara says they are shichu. So Rashi says shichu is adramet and kan kantum is adramet. They mirad u dikton mi upaise lahanad u dikton mi mastis. They mirad u dikshichu adramet. Shichu des adramet. The kan kantum ukmashi pirish ad mishmuel beirad die Karte Jureko, sie kriegen Vitrion. Euer Vitrion. Und wir haben auch ein Vitrion. Vitrion. Wir haben mit Tannen haben Pirisch, mit den Konservatoren, sie auch so Adramen, sie auch so Adramen, die Mutter, was sie hat hier in die Kuh haben. Die Lava haben keine Kanten. Die können man groß haben, vielleicht haben wir hier. Because there is a Mandoma who says that you cannot write the Konservatoren with Kankanten. So, he says, but, so Kankanten, that's euer Vitrion. So that according to Mamandoma you cannot use for writing the Torah. But Adramant you can use. Vim Tema Vizakas Nide Etnan Shocher Kecharten Forsh Dain Charten Uishchepe Vilu Vitriole Yureike Ukisruchis Val Shintach Mikro Vitrio. That's not black. Oilo Vitrio is not black. V'yesh Leima Kishen Misaknino Yisro Losis V'sichad Yoi Ozim Mishacheres. In other words, it's not pure oil of vitriol. Pure oil of vitriol, that sulfuric acid, is not black. But when you mix the oil of vitriol with other substances, so then it becomes black. Alright. Ubichol Dolosho Miskai. La Suye Mai, La Suye Oni Tone Reprie. Kos Ubu Mitalye Beabze Koshe. Now, Mitalye. So one pshat in Rashi, it's very strange pshat. Mitalia mikshon. I mean, how could it be kosher? I mean, mikshon. It means water. It doesn't last. It's not miskayim. So that's strange. Loshimeir. Mitalia mayim shesherim beperim. Shehu kein apotzi. It's a certain kind of a food juice. That according to the second pshat. Alright. Now, so we have to say that this mikshonim, according to the pshat mikshonim, it's probably the kind of mikshomim that it does last. It is miskayim. If it's not miskayim, so it's not exact. Alright. Tone Rebchi. Kos ve'iver v'shocher v'shichu kosher. So if one writes it, be'iver, let v'shocher, pechomim u'kol. Uvishicho, chad vishchepe, adramant. So it's kosher. Now, then the Gemara further says, Lurikashye, hobi adre, hobi mayid adre. Hobi mayid adre. So there is a machlekes. So in other words, Beimas al gedaito, vatomer afriye kosvi beiver, vishoche, vishicho kosher. So we see that beiver with red, it's a good ksive, loikashe, hobi adme, hobi mayid adme. So Rashi says, be'iver, lishapshin b'chticho shal eiver ala klap u'mashchir ein iksav. And be mayid adme, mayim sheshova ben, shchik aseiver. So according to Rashi, I mean it's very strange, according to Rashi, if you write with a pencil, it's not a good ksav. That's red, with a pencil, that's red. So when do we say that be'iver it is iksav, if you took lead and you soaked them in water, then, and you use that as an ink, that is iksav. But with lead itself, is not iksav. That is a sleet says just the reverse. In other words, because the Gemara says here, hobi avre, hobi mayid avre. So Rashi explains, be'avre, lead itself, is not iksav. Be'mayid avre, it is iksav. But the Sri says just the reverse. Be'avre, it is iksav. Be'mayidavre, it's not iksav. And Rashi is strange after all. With lead, I mean, writes in the pencil, I mean, it's iksav amiskayim. But according to Rashi, with a pencil, it's not iksav. And the Sri, according to the Sri, with lead, it is iksav. All right. דיפמר, המר ידיעו ילדה ביסיק רבי שבס, רבי יחן ולשלוק ידם לתרוויה. חייב שטל, אחס משם קייסי ואחס משם מייחי. So if somebody passes over his mother kolmes, first the original ksav was written with red ink, and then he was mavi a kolmes with real ink, black ink. I mean, ye means black, sikro is red ink. So now, black ink, real ink, is a better ksav than red ink. So, Suppose someone, you had a ksav in red ink, and then somebody was mother kolmes with yoy under red ink. So, Rabbi Yechon and Rishmokish damer tabaye, chayub shtar, achas mishum kesei, vi achas mishum meirik. So the one who is mother kolmes with yoy on top of sikro, and that improved the ksav, so he's chayv to chatois. First of all, because he's meichik, the ksav tachtein, and he's kesei the ksav elyon. Die agav die, suppose you had ACS written with ink mamish, and then on Shabbos he was mother kolmes with ink, on top of the ink. So, sikro gabi sikro, the ACS were written. The ACS were written with red ink, and then was mother kolmes with red ink. So the shayli is, do we say ksav al gabi ksav ksav, or ksav al gabi ksav is any ksav? So, di al gabi diei, sikro al gabi sikro poter. So what do we see from this? That ksav al gabi ksav is any ksav. Any ksav. Sikro gabidei. So the original script was better than the present script. So, but it's a different script. So then sikra vi amru chai vi amru poteh. Some will say that it's chai. Because even though sikro is an inferior script relative to Dievi, but he's still high. And the Amru Pot, Amru Chayev Miracle, in other words, on the score of Kesev, he couldn't be high. No one says that on the score of Kesev he should be high. Because after all, Sikho is inferior to Dievi. But the one who says Chayev, so he says, I'm the Chayev Mechik, I'm the score of Mechik, because he was Mechik the Dieh, the Isiyesh of Dieh. I'm the Vote Amikalko, because by Shabbos there is Aloche, that only if he's a Misakim is Chayev, but if he's a Mikalke or is Vote Asom Mele, here is also Vote. Now let's see the Rashi. Al gabi sikho, shtei zi shol sikho, aval im di bi shabes. So one man doma says, mei chayim, mishim mei chayim. Am nas lich di shtei zi es. Bi shabes chayim. Na, vi se mei chik et achtei mei sikho, u ksav el yin es dioi. So u spotea, shahu bitchilo lo i ksav, lo i mechak. Shahu ki batchilo. Shahu ki batchilo. מייחיקו ואי קייסי שמתחילו לקסב הוגמאט מקלקלו והבו כמייחיקו מאשר הליכתי ומאן דמחיה לא יהבו מקלקל כל כך שער יקסוב עם מיקר even though that he was the original ksav was superior to the present ksav. So still is chayev. Why is it chayev? Not chayev on the score of Kesev, but is chayev on the score of Mechik. gewart, kolam kalkulim ktuim, and mech gizom lichayev al naslichtei, and here it's not al naslichtei. The answer is, it is al naslichtei. True, that the original ksav was better, was superior to the present ksav. But once he erased the original ksav, so now it's already al naslichtei. So he manipulated that it should be al naslichtei. It should be al naslichtei. So the melee is not considered a mikalke. In view of the fact that the purpose of this mechike is to write another ksav, even though the new ksav is inferior relative to the old ksav. Alright, this is what Rashi says. Now, Teisves is chelika Rashi. Mechiku v'choshiv lo'i mechik al naslichti v'mistom e'imi glan ze lo lichti v'olo b'diei u'mikalke lehabe d'alaksivo zois תקסיבו אליינו רישומו ניקטווי משמהויו תחתינו לבד. So, כל תרשי, so is חייב משמחי ככל יתור מנדומה, by virtue of the fact that once the original ksav is raised, so ממילא, there is a new ksav. But this is not. Since the original ksav was superior to the present ksav, and without the מחיקי, so then we would have the original ksav, which is superior, so maybe it cannot be considered as a misakein. So, but the only reason is why Roman Doma says that he is misakein because it is al naslichtei. Because true, right now the os is inferior relative to what it was before. But if it be mame kumes and that sikho with joy again, so then it will be better. It will be better to be superior to the original ksav. So the mele, it is considered mechik al naslich. Alright. Now, boi minei vishlokish miragech. Eidim sheyedim lachte, mau sheyichdu lehem bisikho, viyachtimu, ksav elgin ksav o yeyim ksav. Suppose Eidim don't know how to sign the name. So the question is, can somebody else write the names in Sikho with red ink, and then the Eidim will be able to make a kumes with joy and the Sikho? Do we say Ksavel in Ksav or in Ksav? Omalei in Ksav. Omalei vayel malitonu rabbeinu Ksavel in Ksav in Shabbos. Ksavel in Ksav in Shabbos. Omalei v'chimipnei shon midamim. Nase Maise. So Rashi explains it. Du hu amud ul chayv shtayim, vachim chli shon dami shon eindi, musfurim vrindim, meimed libeinu lahachmir, nase Maise lehoke afilu ibi in Shabbos, im Maise, im bo Maise yodeinu bizman bisamidino shle yisisei mechal dvor ayo bichum lazo. So Rabbi Yechanu was saying, he was telling him, that even in regard to Shabbos, when we say Chayv Shtayim, it doesn't mean it is Vada. It's a sophic, maybe it's Chayv Shtayim. But there is an alternative in the mind of Rabbi Yechanan that maybe by Shabbos is not Chayv. It's not Chayv Shtayim. So in Mele, we cannot, since, so Ligabi Shabbos, Lichumre, we say Chayv Shtayim. But Ligabi to be matured, to Eidim, so since there is a possibility, there is an alternative, that Ksavelian is not Ksav, even in connection with the case of, even in connection with the case where even in connection with the case of Yoyo Gabisikon. So there is a suffix in the Gemara, that maybe Ksavelian in Ksav, even in the case of Joy al Gabi Sikho. Joy al Gabi Joy, certainly not. But even in the case of Joy al Gabi Sikho, there is an alternative in the mind of Rabbi Yechanan, the Ksavelian is in Ksav. This is how Rashi explained the Gemara. But the Rambam, Gedalik Hilche Shabbos, Halacha de Zayin. Now, if the Rambam would agree with Rashi's Pshat, V'chitneisho v'medamik na'ase ma'ise, that it means that even with Abi Shabbos we have Yisofik. And Uloi Yisiseimich al Dvor Ailo v'chum la'azor. So then the Rambam should say, Chayev shtei chatois Yisofik. The Rambam doesn't say Chayev shtei chatois Yisofik. The Rambam says, Ham in Perek Yudalet with the Shabbos Halacha de Zayin, Hamavet Yoyal Gabi Sikho Chayev Shtayim, Achas Mishim Kesi V'Achas Mishim Mechik. So he says Chayev Shtayim, in other words, it's not Yisofik. So apparently, the Rambam explained the Gemara differently. Not V'Nishim Dam Nasa Maise, we only made guess, perhaps it's Chayev Shtayim. But he says, in other words, you cannot equate Shabbos with Get. You cannot equate Shabbos with Get. In other words, even though it be Shabbos, he's Chayev Shtayim, Miksavelin, Miksav, but perhaps Ligabi Get, Ligabi Chsima, so even by Get, it's not Miksav. It's not Miksav. Right? This is how the Rambam apparently explained Gemara, not like that. Now let's see the cases. Diyal Gabi Diyay, Pot, Teine. Diyoche Mashma, Diyal Gabi Diyay, Moi Klum, Vin Shabbos. Vroa, Vin Get, Vin Dame, Vin Somos, Vin Shabbos. Here the Gemara says that Gabi Shabbos. So Diyal Gabi Diyay is Potter, so we see that Gabi Diyay, in the case of Diyal Gabi Diyay, Xavelin is Enixav. And if Gabi Get, and if Gabi Shabbos, Xavelin is Enixav, so Gabi Get, it's not Xavina, because the Gemara equates, the Gemara appears to be equating Get with Shabbos, because he said to him, "Valamatona Rabbeinu Xavelin Xavelin Shabbos." Omarei v'chinuk nishem damin ase ma'ise. Ma'ise. So the Gemara is equating Get with Shabbos. So merely it follows that just as Diori al Gabi Diori, Gabi Shabbos is Potea, so Gabi Get it's not Xavina. Umashmad let him on the poet. Will he come on? Dafchof, I'm going on. Now, the more Dafchof says, Dafchof on the Dalla. Omar Afrizi. The sixth line from the top of the Omar. Omar Afrizi. Get you, because you shall be Lishmo, then go with Kulmes Lishmo. Vom Ramachlik is Rabbin of Rabbono. The Tanya Lisho, you saw this is Hashem. When he's coming, you have to be told a little bit Dalet. Mavol of Kulmes and Mikachi. Dibber Rabbi Yehuda Chachom Meimrim, in Hashem Yam Ufreya. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Chizda says, that if by Get, if the Get was written Shalom Lishmo, and then he was Mavya Kulmes Lishmo, so then it's told in Machlekes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Ksavelin is Ksav, according to Rabbonon, Ksavelin is Ksav. So Frizi is saying that if he get was written Shalom Lishmo, then he was Mavya Kulmes Lishmo. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a good get. According to Rabbonon, it's not a good get. Because we see that there is a machlok between Rabbi and Rabbonon in regard to Ksivas Hashem. So where the Shem was written Shalom Bikdushas Hashem. He had covenant to write Yehudim. But he forgot to put in the Dalet. So Melech, the Tzuras Reisiyas is the same Tzura as the Shem of Yud Kivorki. But he was the Mishavim to write it with his Gush Hashem. So Melech, Rabbi Yehuda says, he can be Mavet Kulmes on the same Reisiyas of Yud Kivorki, and be Mikadish the Shem. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Xaveli Xav. And Rabbonon say no. So that the same Achlekes will apply to Get. אומר רב אחר ביקר דימו לאי עד כאן איתן רבו נוסום בבני זה כאילו גם ביו ולקי אבל רוח אלוהי so in other words so רב אחר ביקר says that everybody agrees that Ksav Elin is Ksav and even the רבו נוסף רביודה but the רבו נוסף רביודה is only say it in regard to Ksivs Hashem because there is a special Ksivs Hakosu that the whole Shem has to be written Lishem Yudushis Hashem and not through Avos Kodesh you see because of Zekiel Ibanbeh Zekiel Ibanbeh. Alright, now. So, Taisa says the Kashi, Taimi, the whole Hamash, when he did Yal Gabi Diyo, the Klumi in Shabbos. Why did he get him down with Sokol Shabbos? Who mashed him like a Monday Polik? so jetzt machen wir mal die Molle, der die Alga mit die Xaverin ist nicht gesagt. Und die Kamen am Willen, kannst du schon nicht mehr, wenn wir noch kurz nicht mehr, und machen wir wieder Rabbi, und Rabbi haben wir gesagt. So, na du ist der Stille. Hier, die Molle says, Xaverin ist nicht gesagt. Gab Schabes. So that means, Gabi get the same thing. And then the Gemara says, that according to Rabbi Yudin, so Xavelian is Xav, veit Rabachem osim kamon vachu, Rabonam is Gabi get Abim Kosher. Veim Rabbi Yitzchok, kamon vadek Xav Rishin, on Yishol Mishmo, uksav Asheri, say on Yishmo, Choshi Xav Rabbi Yudin. ורבחי אפילו רבונו חושי כסף גבי גט אבל הוכי שכסף שלו נסק מכלום אפילו רבי למידה הוא יחושי כסף So that he mentions a very big חידש He says that if there is no improvement in the כסף עליין So then everybody then it goes without saying that כסף עליין is any כסף The כסף עליין is any כסף And that's the reason as to why Here the Gemara says that Yei al Gabi Yei, so it's potter, because where the Xavelian doesn't accomplish anything, doesn't add anything over and above the lower Xav, so then Xavelian is not Xav, is not Xav. Something that the Lord, the original Ksav did not possess because the original Ksav was Shalom Lishmo and the Ksav Eliyahin is Lishmo. So in such a case, according to Rav Chisde, there is a machleket between Rabbi and Rabbanon, and according to Rabbi Yaakov, everybody agrees that Ksav Eliyahin is Ksav. In other words, so this is saying that where the Ksav Eliyahin doesn't add anything, so the Ksav Eliyahin is in Ksav. The holidays, where the Xavelian had something where the original Xav, was Shalom Lishmo, and the Xavelian is Lishmo, so then, according to Rav Chisda, there is a machleke between Rabbi and Rabbanon, and according to Rabbi Yaakov, everybody agrees the Xavelian is Xav. All right. Itnan Xav Gabi Xav Poter, Vom Rav Chisda Masis mit Rabbi Yudei, Vui Boi Roi Bili Kshin Xav Ashi, Nisak Nkrum, Dafu Rabbi Yudei Meidin Xav, Mishin Masis Mas, Mishol Ninyan Poter, Afu Kosav Getif, Rav Tira Shol Nishmo, Vavu Rabbi Shabbes, Kumbes Nishmo, Loch Meike Ki Rabono, Avu Rav Ach Meyakor, Al Koch Le Misuk Na Masis Mishol Ninyan, Dobi Get Afu Rabono Meidin Abi Xav, Ulti Dei Asi Masis Na Mik Rabbi Yudei, Uchi Geim, Shein Misakim Bixav Ashi, Kumb. This is Teisus. So in other words, so according to Teisus, if the Xavelian doesn't possess something new, doesn't add anything, then Xavelian is an Xav. But if the Xavelian possesses something new, if it adds something, so then, according to Rav Chisda, there is a machleke between Rabbi Yudah and Chachomim, and according to Rabbi Chaim Yaakov, everybody agrees that when the Xavelian adds something, so then Xavelian is Xav. Now, there was once a story by Rabbi Sibbeh, Rabbi Salevi, when Rabbi Chaim was still a young boy, 16 or 17, and there was a get, that was Nisdeh, and Rabbi Sibbeh was not the Misader of the Gittun, so there was the Dayan of Brisk. His name was Rav Getzel. So that was many years ago. So, because Rav Chaim was still a boy of 16 at the time. Rav Getzel was a big Chaim. So, and whenever a get was nisda in those days, so it was a big ordeal. And it's not like in America. In America, so getting nisda, very quickly. But in those days, it was a big ordeal. So, the get was all written and everything, and then as the dayan walked out of the basement room, and the husband remained by himself, and he took a look at the get, and he appreciated, he admired the artistic beauty of the ksav, so he decided with the pen to go over because he wanted to have a chilek in the artistic beauty of the get. So he went over with Malikomis. Then Reb Getzel came into Reb Getzel and Rabbi Sibea, they came into the room and they saw that the husband was engaged in being Malikomis on the get. And naturally the husband was very ignorant, he didn't know of the halacha of the Shmo. So it was, they are all very upset, because that means they'll have to rewrite the whole get. A whole day was spent, you know, on writing that get, and now they'll have to do it all over again, and maybe it will already be after Shkia by the time he'll rewrite it. So Reb Getzel, who was a Khalif, so he made the suggestion before the Bisalevi. He said, in other words, now, so, I mean, what was the problem? Because the problem was that when the Baal was Mavre Kulmes on the gate, so he wasn't Mavre Kulmes Lishmo. Now, so if we say that Ksav Elyin in Ksav, Ksav Al Gabi Ksav is in Ksav, so then, this is what Reb Getzel said. So maybe there is no problem, because whatever he did, the husband, Shalom Lishmo, is nothing, because Ksav Elyin is in Ksav. So the Ksav Tachten is the Ksav. And the Ksav Tachten was written by the Sefer Lishmo. But it's not clear. I mean, there's a Machlek Sreshenim, how we Pasku, Ksav Elyin Ksav, Ksav Elyin in Ksav. The Rambam Paskins that Ksav Elyin is in Ksav, and the Rach Shite is, the Rach Paskins, Ksav Elyin is Ksav. So the Mele, it created a problem. So Reb Getzel said there is an Eitzel, to be Eitzel Choladeis. He said that the Sefer should be Mavre Kulmes and Avras Kulmes on the Baal. So then we monifshech. If Ksav Elyin, we don't know, I mean, whether the Aloch is Ksav Elyin Ksav or Ksav Elyin in Ksav. So if Ksav Elyin is Ksav, so maybe the second Avras Kulmes is effective. That's Lishmo. And if Ksav Elyin is in Ksav, so maybe the second Avras Kulmes has no significance, but the Baal's Avras Kulmes has no significance either. So the original Ksav is the Ksav. So, and this is what the suggestion that was made by Reb Getzel, who was known as a big Harif, and the Beis Halevi, I mean, without deciding to act accordingly, that the Beis Halevi, so he said that it seems, Al-Pedin, this seems to be a good suggestion. I mean, that will solve the problem. Because Mimonevshech, if Ksav Elyin is Ksav, so the second Avras Kulmes is Lishmo. And if Ksav Elyin is in Ksav, so the second Avras Kulmes has no significance, but the first Avras Kulmes has no significance either. So maybe the original Ksive is a good Ksive. So it's good Mimonevshech. So Reb Chaim said as follows. He said, now it is interesting, because years later, so there is one, it's not in the Sefer, but it's one of the shiurim of Reb Chaim in Valozhin. So we see that was really nischadish by Reb Chaim at that time. So Reb Chaim said, we have to understand the Gemara here in Daf Yutes. So the Gemara says, Hamagid Yeil Gabi Sikho B'Shabes. So he say, Reb Yechon B'Shlokit Amat Avaye, Chayev Shtayim. Achas mishim keisev, v'yachas mishim meichik. V'yachas mishim meichik. So then the Gemara says, Omalei v'hu amiton rabbeinu ksav elyin ksav elyin shabbes, Omalei v'chipnei shem nidam en asem aizim. So we see from this Gemara that the reason as to why is chayev shtayim is because ksav elyin is ksav. Certainly in the case of Yehiel Gabzir. That does not mean that Ksav Elyin is Ksav in the case of Yehiel Gabi Yeh, but in the case of Yehiel Gabi Sikho, where the upper Ksav is an improvement upon the lower Ksav, so then the reason as to why is Chayev Shtayim, so it's because in the case of Yehiel Gabi Sikho, so Ksav Elyin is Ksav. Now the question is, and Rabbi Yechonah said to him, V'chitleim shal medam nase maise? It's not a certainty, it's not such a double poshut, that Ksagonian is Ksav. In the case of Dira Tabisitcho, perhaps even in the case of Dira Tabisitcho, where the upper Ksav improves upon the lower Ksav, still the Ksavelian is not Ksav. Is not Ksav. But it's not a certainty. But we see from this Gemara that the Aloche of Chayiv Shtayim is based upon the fact that Ksavelian is Ksav. And then Rashi says, Nase Maise, Bokila, Filo in Shabbos, in Bo Maise Yodeinu, Bisman Bisamigdosh, Lo Yisisei Chaldi Al Dvora Lo Bechul Mazo. Lo Bechul Mazo. So Mele, so that means that it is certain. Maybe in the case of Mabi Odila Gabisitcho Bishabbos, he is not Chayim at all. Not Mishim Kesei, but not Mishim Echek. Because maybe Ksavelian is in Ksav. Ksavelian is in Ksav. So we have to understand this Gemara. How does this Aloch, now, according to Rashi says in so many words, Afilu in Shabbos, in Bo Maisen Yodeinu, Bizman Bisamidosh, Lo Yisisen Lichal Dvorai, Lo Ho Bichum Lazot. So I wouldn't pass that Bizman Bisamidosh, if somebody was Mavredi Al Gabi Sikho, I wouldn't pass that he's Chayev Lichatois. And I would say, because of Sofik, he's not Chayev in Monchatois. That's what Rashi says. Now the question that arises is this. Bishleim Al Gabi Kesei. So we understand as to why it is told in the Shaila whether Ksavelian is Ksav or Ksavelian is in Ksav. Regarding Shabbos, regarding Kesei. If Ksavelian is Ksav, then he is Chayim Mishum Kesei. If Ksavelian is not Ksav, then he is not Chayim on the score of Kesei. But as far as Meirik is concerned, what has it to do with the question as to whether Ksavelian is Ksav or Ksavelian is Ksav? Let's say Ksavelian is Ksav, but you have the Diori of the Ksavelian on top of the Ksavtachtein. So the name of the Ksavtachtein is Mochuk, because it's covered with the Diori of the Ksavelian. So why does he have a Sofik? The Gemara here, Rabbi Yechon. Rashi says that Rabbi Yechon has a Sofik as to whether Mario Dilal Gabi Sikho, Bisharis, is Chayiv Shtayim, maybe is Chayiv Shtayim, and maybe is Chayiv Mon. So Bishleim Ligami Kesei, we understand the Sofik. The Sofik is whether Ksavelian is Ksav, Ksavelian is Ksav. If we say Ksavelian is Ksav, then it's Chayiv Shkesei. If we say Ksavelian is Ksav, it's not Chayiv Shkesei. But we think it should be Mechuyev anyway. Even if we are to assume the Ksavelian is Ksav. So the Ksavelian does not constitute Ksav. But the fact is that he put the Diori of the Ksavelian on top of the Ksavtachtin. So the Ksavelian, the Ksavtachtin is covered with the Diori of the Ksavelian, assuming that the Ksavelian is not Ksav. But the Diori of the Ksavelian covers the Ksavtachtin. So let him be Chayim Shemechik. Why is there such a halacha that in order to be Mechik, you have to be Mechik the Ksavtachtin with Diori that constitutes Ksav? And suppose you just erase, and you just erase ACS, and you don't have any Diori, so you're also Chayim Shemechek. You're also Chayim Shemechek. So Mimele, why does Rabbi Yechon have a Sofik in regard to Mechek as well? Bishleim in regard to Kesei, if we understand this, why Rabbi Yechon has a Sofik? Because maybe Ksav, and you name Ksav. But in regard to Mechek, he certainly should be Chayim. He certainly should be Chayim. So the answer is, because by Shabbos there is a halacha of mechik al maslichtei, because he has to be misake. So mechik he is. Mechik he is. B'tenesvada, whether we say Ksavelian Ksav or Ksavelian Ksav, a mechik he is. Mechik he is, because there is the joy of the Ksavelian. And the only shaila is whether the Ksavelin is exact. But if the Ksavelin, but Mechik is only Chayev, if it's a Mechik on Maslichti. So if the Ksavelin is Ksav, then the Mechik of the Ksav Tachtei is a Mechik on Maslichti. But if the Ksavelin is a Ksav, then the Mechik of the Tachtei is not a Mechik on Maslichti. So the reason is why Rabbi Yechanan had a Sofik in regard to Mechik is only in regard to Shabbos he had a Sofik. But in regard to Kolater Kule, there is no Sofik. Even if we say that Ksavelye is in the Ksav, but the Ksav Tachti becomes Mochuk because of the ink, because of the joy of the Ksavelye. So Mele, the Itze by Rabbi Getzel is not a good Itze. What was Rabbi Getzel's Itze? That the Sefer should be not the Kulmets on top of the other Kulmets by the Baal, so then the Mordechai will be all right. Because we don't trust whether Ksavelye is Ksav, Ksavelye is Ksav. But if the Sefer will be Mavek Kulmes again, and he'll be Mavek Kulmes Lishmo, so Monefshach, if Ksavelin is Ksav, so the third Ksav is the Ksav, is the Ksav Lishmo. If Ksavelin is any Ksav, so the third Ksav is no Ksav. But the second Ksav is no Ksav either. So the first Ksav is Ksav. No, but according to what Reb Chaim says here, that Reb Yechanan is sophist, whether he's Chayev Shtayim, maybe he's not Chayev at all, because by Shabbos there is a loche of Mechik on Maslichti. So he, assuming that Ksavelin is in the Ksav, so Mele, even though the Ksav Tachtin is still Mochuk, by virtue of the fact that the joy of the Ksavelin covers up the Ksav Tachtin, but it's not Mechik on Maslichti, that's why it's for them. So that's only by Shabbos. But let's say Gabi Get, maybe the loche is that Ksavelin is in the Ksav. If Ksavelin is in Ksav, so then Rabbi Getzel said, if Ksavelin is in Ksav, so then the original Ksav is all right. No! Even if Ksavelin is in Ksav, but the original Ksav is still Mochuk because of the ink of the Ksavelin. The ink of the Ksavelin covers up the Ksav Tachte, so maybe it's Mochuk, so we don't have any get that was written in Shmo. So that's why this wouldn't be an Eitze. Now, if we had been sure that Ksavelin is Ksav, that would be an Eitze. But since we don't know whether Ksavelin is Ksav, so it might be that Alohi Ksavelin is in Ksav. But so the second Avodas Kulmes wouldn't be considered Ksav. But at the same time, the upper Ksav, the theory of the upper Ksav comes up the lower Ksav. So maybe the lower Ksav is Mochuk. So the Ksive that was written Lishmo is Mochuk. So maybe we have no get that it was written Lishmo. Alright, that's what he said. That's what Reb Chaim said. It's one pshat in the Gemara. Then Reb Chaim said, later on, Reb Chaim in his shiur in Voloshin, I mean it's not printed, but in the Chidush Rav Nechaim that was published by later on, so that is mentioned, but that's not so clear because that was written by Reb Chaim himself, it was written by a Talmid, so it's very unclear. But then Reb Chaim said in one of the shiurim, so he raised that question, and one teretz that he gave was the way he said at that time when Reb Getzel made the suggestion that the Sefer should be Mavek Kulmes again. Then he said another, but in the shul in Voloshin, many years later, so he said something else. That actually, as he tells us on that kasha, why does Rabbi Yechanan say that it's a sophic, whether it's chayev, mishum kesev, mishum mechik? So the question is, as far as mechik is concerned, he should certainly be chayev, because even if Ksavelin is any Ksav, but the Ksav Tachti is covered up with the ink of the Ksavelye. So one teretz is, no, because in Chanami, Mochuk it is. Mochuk it is, the Ksav Tachti is Mochuk Memonefshach. But if Ksavelye is in Ksav, so then the Mechik is a Mechik Shalom Maslichti. So that's why it's put that. Another teretz is said that the Pshat with the Gemara could be just in the reverse. Not the way we are accustomed to say that. That, in other words, if we say that that Ksavel got Ksav is Ksav. So there, he's a Kesey, the Ksavelian is a Ksav, Mele, the Ksavtachtin is Mochel. And if Ksavelian is in Ksav, so Mele, the Ksavtachtin is not Mochel. Because whether the Ksavtachtin is Mochel or not does not depend upon the question as to whether the Ksavelian is Ksav. Let the Ksavelian not be Ksav. So what is it to do with the Mechike of the Ksavtachtin? It is still, the Diyei of the Ksavelian still covers up the Ksavtachtin, so it should be Mochel anyway. But the Pshat in the Gemara is just the reverse. Just the reverse. In other words, that the basic question is whether the Ksavelian is Mechik the Ksavtachtin. Whether the Ksavelian is Mechik the Ksavtachtin. Now, it goes without saying that when a person writes in us, when a person writes in us, now, many times when a person writes in us, he goes over more than once. As a matter of fact, if you want the Ksav to be Nikah, so many times you go over more than once. So would anyone say that when a person, let's say, writes with a lot of ink, and you have the upper layer of ink and the lower layer of ink, let's say, suppose you fill up the pen with a lot of ink, so then you have two layers of ink in the pen itself, the upper layer and the lower layer. So would anyone say that the lower layer of ink is mochuk by the upper layer of ink? If it's the same ksive, so it's not shayach to say that the lower layer of ink is mochuk, is covered up by the upper layer of ink, is mochuk. Because it's one ksive. So it's one ksive. So the shayach is, now, the Ramban mentions one shite here in Chidushim, that when do we say that Ksav Elyin is a Ksav, that is only if the Ksav Tachtin is already dried up. But suppose the Ksav Tachtin is still moist, let's say you wrote this, yes, and the Ksav Tachtin is still moist, and you are Mabe Kumes and the Ksav Tachtin, while the Ksav Tachtin is still moist, didn't dry up, then the Ksav Elyin is Ksav. The Rambam mentioned such a shit. Here, so he has the same kasha as Stacy says. In the kasha, hold on when we come. Because my gesture will be small, but all of whom is small, but in the Bachlake is a beautiful rabbin. We take my shalom. Shalom, a beautiful man will be small. Avaluji, Ksav, and Shabbos, Vatnam, Fil Kabene, Ksav, and Ksav, Potter, Bamuna, or a beauty, like a beauty, the Krabudo, I'm going to Ksav and Ksav. Taritz or Avrop Shmuelza. That's probably the Rashbam. The Hoche Kishe Aksav Yovesh V'lahan Maisov Avon Hosom B'drab Yudeh B'shadayin Lach V'akeisei Al Ksav Lach Ksav Pein Enoch. He rejects the Shit of Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Shmuel distinguishes between the case where the Ksav Tachtein is still Lach, still moist, and then he's Yamav Kumes and Ksav Tachtin, so then the Ksav Elyin is Ksav, and in the case where the Ksav Tachtin dried up, so then, and then Yamav Kumes and the Ksav Tachtin, when the Ksav Tachtin is already dried up, so then Ksav Elyin is in Ksav. What's the pshat? In other words, many times when you write, so not only many times when you write Yamav Kumes with two strokes, with two acts, but even if you do it with one stroke, so if the pen has an abundance of ink in it, so then you put on the paper a lot of ink, and you have a lower layer of ink, and you have an upper layer of ink, So will anyone say that the lower layer of ink is nochuk by virtue of the fact that the upper layer of ink covers it? No one will say that. Why? Because it's one ksive. So mele, it's not shayach to say that the lower drop of ink is mochuk by the upper drop of ink. It's one ink, it's one ksive. So mele, the shayle, so this is the pshat of Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, Rabbi Chaim doesn't discuss Rabbi Shmuel, I'm mentioning it. Rabbi Shmuel, the pshat of Rabbi Shmuel is this, that if, let's say, the ksav tachten is still moist, and then you have other kumes, so then, it's one ksive. So it's not shayach to say that the lower ksav becomes mochuk, and it becomes written by the other ksav. It's one ksav. So even if it was done with two acts, but if the lower ksav is still moist, then there is integration between the lower ksav and the upper ksav. So maybe the upper ksav is ksav. Just as you don't say, in case where you write with a thick pen, I mean, that has a lot of ink, so you don't say that the lower layer of ink on the paper is mochuk by virtue of the fact that it's covered by the upper layer of ink. So maybe we have a shayla, so maybe we have no ksav altogether. Because the lower layer of ink, the lower ksav is covered, is mochuk, by virtue of the fact that it's covered by the upper, and the upper, it does not consider the ksav, because ksav al gib ksav is in ksav. You're not going to say that. So Memele Rabbi Shmuel says, in the case where your mother kumes an iksav tachtin that is still moist, so then there is integration between the lower ksav and the ksav elyeh. So Memele the upper ksav is ksav, it's one ksav. So Rabbi Chaim says that the pshat in the Gemara is this. The basic question is, when you are mother kumes and an already existing ksav, so the question is that mechik, the avoras kumes, is mechik the lower ksav? If it's mechik the lower ksav, but we still have ACS, so maybe the upper ksav is ksav. But maybe when we are mother kumes, and the lower ksav, so we are not meichik the lower ksav. So if we are not meichik the lower ksav, so mele, the upper ksav does not constitute a new ksav. Not that the basic question is whether ksavelian is ksav or not ksav. The basic question is whether the ksav tachtin becomes nimchek through the ink of the ksavelian. If we say that the ksav tachtin becomes mochuk through the ink of the ksav elyeh, so mele we have a new ksav. But if the ksav tachtin does not become mochuk, so mele we don't have any new ksav. So that's the shayla in the Gemara. In other words, so we can say that even not by Shabbos, so the shayla is whether the basic question is whether the ksav elyeh is meichik the ksav tachtin. If the ksav elyeh is meichik the ksav tachtin, and we have ACS, so mele, so we have the ksav elyeh is new ksav. But if the ksav elyeh is not meichik the ksav tachtin, so mele, we don't have any new ksav, because as long as the original ksav is not nimchek, how can we have a new ksav? So we don't have a new ksav. So the basic question is whether the ksav tachtin is nimchak for the ksav elyeh. In other words, so if we say ksav elyeh nitsav, it means that the ksav tachtin becomes mochuk for the ksav elyeh. Since the ksav tachtin is mochuk and we have the tzuras ACS, so maybe that means that the ksav elyeh replaces the ksav tachtin, because the ksav tachtin is nimchak. But if we say that the ksav elyeh does not erase does not negate the Gzartachde. So Mele, so there is nothing that has to be replaced, because the Gzartachde still exists. So the Gzavelin only adds more income to Gzartachde. But it's not Gzart. You see, so Mele, according to that pshat, so then the Eitzeh by Rav Getzel would be a good Eitzeh. Because, in other words, because Mimon Efshech. If we say, the basic question is, now there is a machlekes rishonim as to whether we pass Ksavelin is Ksav or Ksavelin is in Ksav. But the basic question is not whether Ksavelin is Ksav. That's only a result. The basic question is whether the Ksavtachten becomes Nimchek through the day of the Ksavelin. And if we say that it becomes Nimchek, some melee, so the Ksavtachten doesn't exist anymore. So the Ksavelin replaces it. But if we say that the Ksavtachten does not become Nimchek through the joy of the Ksavelin, so that means that we still have the original Ksav. So what does the joy of the Ksavelin accomplish? It just means more joy on the Ksavelin. So that's what it means. If we say Ksavelin Ksav, it means that the Ksavtachten becomes Nimchak. If the Ksavtachten becomes Nimchak, so maybe it becomes replaced by the Ksavelin. It becomes replaced by the Ksavelin. And so, but if we say Ksavelin ain't Ksav, that means that basically the Ksavtachten does not become Nimchak. If the Ksavtachten does not become Nimchak, it still is there. So Mele, it does not become replaced by Nuksav. So Mele, according to that Pshat, the Eitzeh by Rav Getzel is a good Eitzeh. Because in the husband was mother Kumi Shalom Nishmo. So at that time, it wasn't good. The get couldn't be used. But if the Sefer will be mother Kumis again, then either we say Ksavelin Ksav, that means that the Ksavtachten becomes Nimchak to the Ksavelin. If the Ksavtachten becomes Nimchak to the Ksavelin, so the second Ksavel also becomes Nimchak to the Ksavelin. And the uppermost Ksav is the one that replaces the original Ksav, and that is the Shmo. But, so Mimonifshech, if Ksavelin is Ksav, that means that the Ksavtachten becomes Nimchak. If the Ksavtachten becomes Nimchak, so we have the third Ksav that replaces the original Ksav. But if Ksavelin is Ksav, it means that the Ksavtachten is not Nimchak. If the Ksavtachten is not Nimchak, so that means that the original Ksav remains. So mainly the fact that the Baal was Mabe Kulmes doesn't mean anything, that the fact that the Sefer was Mabe Kulmes again doesn't mean anything. But the original Ksav is not Nimchak, so we have that the original Ksav still existing, except that we have Yehiyu Ksavelin, that doesn't matter. As long as the Ksavtachten does not become Nimchak. So in other words, whether Reb Getzel's Eitzeh was an Eitzeh or not, is told in these two pshatim by Reb Chaim. Alright. Now, the Hagoyis Maimon, so he says, he mentions Yeraya. The Hagoyis Maimon mentions Yeraya, that a Shem that was written, Shaloi Lishmo, there is no Issa Mechike on it. There is no Issa Mechike. What's the Raya? Because Rabbi Yudah says, Harei Sho Yitzolich Lichtev Zashem, Vimishav Lichtev Yudah, Vitor Vodhim Tu Bidalet, Mavi Olof Kulmeso Mikache, Mavi Kulmeso Mikache. Why? Because Ksav Ota Biksav is Ksav. But if it would be Oseh to be Mechik, a Shem that was written Shalom Lishmo, so then how can it be Mavi Kulmes? Through the Havoras Kulmes. Through the Havoras Kulmes, so he's making the original Shem. The answer is, that doesn't bother us. Because the original ACS of the Yud-Kei Vov-Kei were written Shalom Lishmo. V'nischavim Lichtiv Yehudeh. So Mele, through the Havoras Kulmes,
He's meichel the original psak, but there is no isel in being meichel a shem that was written shaloi bidushin, that was written shaloi bidushin. So we see from the Agos Mamim, we see that if we say, that Ksavelian is Ksav, the Ksavelian is Ksav, so then it means that the original Ksav becomes Nimchat, the Ksavtach becomes Nimchat. And the Agos Mamim can be explained according to both Pshatim by Reb Chaim. If we say that when the Ksavelian is Ksav, the Ksavelian is in Ksav, but the Ksavtachtin certainly becomes Mochuk by virtue of the Idyon, of the Ksavelian. So maybe the Raya of the Agos Ismaimen is very simple, because here he says, Reb Yude, if it would be Yosef to be Meichik, a shem shenichtav shoy vidushe, how can he be mabe kumes lishmo? But through the abbas kumes, he thereby is meichik b'ksavtachtein. And b'ksavtachtein, and it's also to be meichik shem, because at all, that has the ACS of Yud Kivavke. So it's a raya that it's not also to be meichik the original shem, because it was written shoy vidushe. And if we say like that abshad, the basic shining Ksavel in Ksav or in Ksav is where the Ksav Tachtein becomes Mochuk al Pidin through the Gdiei of the Ksavelian, so the Yudah certainly holds the Ksavel in Ksav. That means that it becomes Mochuk. Mainly it becomes replaced by the other Ksav. So if it had been Osir to be Meichik Hashem Shiyat Soi Bidushe, how can it be Meichik and thereby replace it with the other Ksav? It's also to be Meichik the ACS of the Shem of Heresh. Now, the Sefer HaTrumo in Hilches Sefer Teireh, so he says that when is it all right? Now, the Ravacha B'Yakov says that even the Rabbon Na'amede, that Ksavelin is Ksav, and by get it's a good get, but only in connection with Dushes Hashem, so he cannot be Mikadishet through Avoras Kumes because of Zekin Bamei. But that means in regard to get or in regard to Dusha Sivatire, so Ksavelian is Iksav. So the Sivatome says that according to Rabbi Chaim Yaakov, you can only be Mikavish Sivatore. Suppose you wrote certain ACS, not changes. Suppose, let's say, Precious, what was written Shalom Yishay Dusha Sivatire. So then, for Avoras Kumes, you can be Mikavish the Sivatore, the ACS, by being Malakumis, only when the original Ksav was in Isaac Sile, involved in Isaac Sile. But it was Shalom Mishmo. So then you can be Kadishet through Avoras Kumis, because Ksavel in Ksav. But suppose the original Ksive was written through Chok Teches. Now, there are two ways of writing. There is one way of writing by Chok Yereches means when you do the Maisik Sive directly. Chok Teches means that you engrave it in the periphery, Mimele, the horse comes out. That's Chok Teches. For example, if somebody would put in a piece of paper, so he would write, let's say, I would put a blot of ink on a piece of paper. Then I would take an eraser and I would erase the ink here, the ink here, the ink here, the ink here, and I would just leave this piece of ink and this line of ink and this line of ink, and I would erase all the other ink. So then, after I erase all the other ink from the interior of the blot of ink, so then I would get what kind of itzur of an os, a ches. Let's say, now we have a box of ink, right? Suppose I would erase all the ink, and I would just leave the ink here, the ink here, the ink here. And I would erase everything else. So what kind of Yitzure source would you get? You would get a Ches. A Ches, a Tov. So that wouldn't be a good Ches. It wouldn't be a good Tov. Because that would be Chok Teches. In other words, there is no Maisik Sire. So Chok Teches means that instead of engraving directly, you engrave, you do all the engraving in the interior. Memele enos is formed. So that's not a Maisik Sire. So the Sivra Tumis in Hilchos Sivra Torah, he says as follows, that when does Rav Acha bar Yaakov say that even according to the Rabbonim of Rav Yehuda, so Ksav Elyon is Ksav Ligabi Get or Ligabi Get and Ligabi Ksivra Sivra Torah, only Ligabi Dushes Hashem, this special Ksivra Sivra Torah, that's only if the original Ksav was written directly, with the Maisik Sire directly, with Chok Yireches, with Chikas Yireches, Bo Shalom Lishmo. And then, let's say, suppose I wrote Av. I wrote directly. And then, but it was written Shalom Lishmo. Then, I'm Aver Kulmes, I'm the Aleph, and I'm the Beis. So then, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, Ksavim is Ksav. But suppose the original Aleph Beis Av was written through Chok Teches. First, you know, there was a blotch of ink, and then I started to erase, and then I left, and I left, and I left the Beis. And then I would be Mavro Kulmes and the Talev that was formed through Chok Teches. So that, then it wouldn't be good. In other words, when is Havoras Kulmes effective? Only if the original Ksav, the Ksav Tachtein, was written directly, Bo Shalom Lishmo. It was written for Chok Yireches, Bo Shalom Lishmo. So then the Havoras Kulmes can supply the Lishmo. But if the original Ksav, the Ksav Tachtein, was written for Chok Teches, then you will be Mavre Kulmes. You cannot validate deities. That's what the Sivra Tumah says. So what do we see from the Sivra Tumah? So from the Sivra Tumah we see that now, before I mentioned two possible pshotim, in Ksav Elyin Ksav or Ksav Elyin in Ksav. One pshat is that the basic question is whether the Ksav Elyin is Ksav or not, but the Ksav Tachtein is certainly Mochuk. And the other pshat is that the basic question in Ksav Elyin Ksav or Ksav Elyin Ksav, whether the Ksav Tachtein becomes Nimchak through the day of the Ksav Elyin. So if it becomes Nimchak, so mainly it is replaced by the Ksav Elyin. If it doesn't become Nimchak, so there is nothing to replace, because you still have the Ksav Tachtein. But apparently, according to the Sivra Tumah, the shining Ksav Elyin Ksav or Ksav Elyin in Ksav is not Mochuk, it isn't. Mochuk, it isn't. Now, but the Gemara says here, Amabir Diyoya da Bisikho, Bishabes, Sorabichem, Vishlokish, Damret, Avaye, Chayim, Shtayim, Achas Mishim Kesev, Achas Mishim Echeik. So we see that by in the case of Diyoya da Bisikho, So the Ksav Tachtein becomes Mochuk. That's only in the case where it's a different kind of ink. When you have Diyoya da Bisikho, so in other words, the Ksav Tachtein consisted of red ink, and the Ksav Elyin consists of black ink. So then the Ksav Tachtein becomes Nimchak. But Diyoya da Bidyoi, when we say that Ksav Elyin is a Ksav, so then the Ksav Tachtein is certainly not Mochuk according to Sivra Tumah. But the shaila is whether there can be an integration between the Ksav Tachtein and Ksav Elyin. As I said, as the Rabbi Shmuel says, that where do we say that Ksav Elyin is any Ksav, only the Ksav Tachtein is already dry. But if the Ksav Tachtein is still moist, then the Xavelian is Xav. What's the pshat? Because if the Xavtachten is still moist, when you are Mabe Kulmes and the Xavtachten, then there is an integration between the ink of the Xavtachten and the ink of the Xavelian. And it becomes integrated into one Xav. So the Shaile, in Dioi al Gavidioi, in connection with Dioi al Gavidioi, when the Xavelian is Xav, or Xavelian is not Xav, is not in Shaile in Mechike. Mechike it certainly isn't. In Dioi al Gavidioi, so you're not Mechik the Xavtachten, just as you're not Mechik the Xavtachten whenever you have a very thick layer of ink. Sometimes you have a thick layer of ink. So we don't say that the lower layer of ink in the os is covered and is mochuk by the upper layer of ink. We don't say that because it's one ink. So mele, in the shaile, in Xavelian Xav, in the case of Dioi al Gavidioi, whether Xavelian is Xav or Xavelian is in Xav, the shaile is whether there can be integration between the Xavtachten and Xavelian. If we say Xavtachten, Xavelian, Xav, then we say that there can be integration between the Xavtachten and Xavelian. So, but if we say the Xavelian and Xav, there cannot be any integration. There cannot be an integration. But the Xavtachten does not become mochuk just because there is the joy of the Xavelian. So Memeleder, the Sefer HaTumah says that when we say, when does Rabbi Chaim Yaakov say that you can be Mikadish, the Sefer Torah Mishmo, by virtue of the Avodas Kunes, that is only if the Tzavtachten was written through Ksav Teches, Ksav Yiram Sav, through Chok Yireches. So it was Ksav. But it was Shalom Lishmo, so then the Xavelian is Lishmo constitutes an integration between the Xavtachten and the Xavelian. And Mele, since the Xavelian is written Lishmo and there is integration between the Xavtachten and the Xavelian, so that supplies the element of Lishmo. Masha'inke, if the Xavtachten was written for Chok Teches, so there is no Mais Xive. So how can you have an integration between Xive and the no Xive? So in the Mele, you cannot be Misakein. The easiest that were written through Chok Teches. This is what it says. And the Pshat in Teisves is also in accordance. I mean, that Reb Chaim doesn't say. But the Pshat in Teisves, when Teisves says that when do we say that Yei al Gavid Yei, so is Poter only when the second Ksav does not edit it.